Former teacher admits feeding students cupcakes made with sperm. By Amy Furr on February 18, 2022. A former teacher in Livingston, Louisiana, has admitted to multiple sex crimes and pleaded guilty to feeding students cupcakes baked with her then-husband's sperm. In a recent statement, Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry said 36-year-old Cynthia Perkins pleaded guilty to second-degree rape, production of child pornography, and conspiracy mingling of harmful substances. Today, Cynthia Perkins admitted to her crimes and pled guilty in court. She not only waived any right to appeal and attempt to avoid conviction, but she also spared the victims from reliving her horrific crimes during this particular trial, Landry stated. In 2019, authorities arrested the woman and her now former husband, Dennis Perkins, regarding numerous charges. One charge included sexually abusing the minor as a couple, according to the New York Post. Officials said the harmful substance charge came after she mixed the man's sperm into cupcakes she fed to students at Westside Junior High School. Perkins accepted a plea deal Monday in exchange for testifying against her ex-husband. "We feel, and we side with her when she says this was the best decision she could make at this time," said attorney James Spokes. "Today's conviction is in the best interest of our victims in justice," Landry's statement continued. "I wish to thank Assistant Attorney General Barry Milligan and Assistant Attorney General Erica McClellan for their work in obtaining this guilty plea. And we look forward to holding Dennis Perkins accountable for his crimes in the very near future," he added. Due to the plea agreement, Perkins will be sentenced to 41 years behind bars, according to the Livingston Parish News. Dennis Perkins is a former SWAT team commander with the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office. Cynthia Perkins is a former middle school teacher at Westside Junior High, the newspaper said. Perkins previously claimed Dennis conned her into the crimes, and the pair was caught when officials got a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children organization, according to the Post. Investigators later found nude photos of them with the minor, the outlet said.